Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Quite honestly, you know what I'm looking forward to in my retirement? Not talking anymore about my retirement. You gotta remember, man, I've been struggling with this decision for a very long time. A very long time. And been talking about it before you guys even knew about it. I mean, we're talking about months, if not years, the idea has been back there going like, has radio passed me by? You know, like, how much can I talk about Sabrina Carpenter? What is authentic and what is not? So I've been thinking and talking about this for so long. And the fact that we made the announcement a month ago and I knew I was going to have to talk about it for a month, I knew there was going to be a saturation point with me. And I'm about 8 days away from that, which will be the last day. But still, I want to thank you guys for all of the messages. And when I'm out, you guys saying thank you so much. And be sure to thank everybody in the studio for everything that you guys have done over the years. And you've been calling our vent line also a lot saying, hey, thanks for the memories, guys.
My name is Natalie. I live in Atlanta. And like so many P1s in the area, I inherited my love and affection and parasocial relationship with the Bert Show from my mom. And I truly don't know what I'm going to do with my mornings when you guys leave on the 24th. Thank you for so many years of memories and all of the additions. Abby, you have been such a wonderful addition to the Bert Show. It's been incredible to have someone in a similar stage of life in my same city. I have loved listening to your trials and tribulations as a new Atlanta resident navigating the single world. Thank you so much for all of the laughs, the tears, and everything in between. Bye, Bert Show.
Hey, Bert Show. So I've been listening off and on since I was in college. I can remember one night that I pulled an all-nighter and realized that I had done so when the Bert Show came on my radio at whatever time, 5 o'clock in the morning that it came on back then. And I have listened to probably every single episode, every single segment since 2015-ish, and just love y'all. But I can't wait to follow your stories on Instagram and see what everybody does next. Best of luck, Bert. Congrats. I know you'll love traveling and spending time with your kiddos and your new wife and her kiddos. So I can't wait to see what everyone's next adventure is. Good luck. We'll miss y'all. Thanks for the memory.
Hi, Bert Show. I just wanted to give you a warm goodbye, all of you. Especially Bert. And to let you know, man, I am the guy who said you could punch in the face if you wanted to, and as well as the guy who slept with his friend's mom and sister. That being said, buddy, I've listened to you, I think, for almost every episode for the past 25 years. Can't tell you how happy I am for you to move on, but also sad I am at the same time. That being said, Kristen, I love your stupid bits of the week, and your laugh is infectious. And to Abby, please keep moving forward with everything you're doing. I can't wait to see where you land. And also, thank you for making just some random guy a fan of Taylor Swift, even though I still like Metallica and other stuff. So, anyways, thank you guys so much. Thank you for all the memories. Best wishes to all of you, and have a good day.
Super nice for you guys to say. 404-954-1360. So the biggest honor You turned him into a Swift.
Isn't that cool? Hey, it's not hard to do. Listen to one song and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, my brain is infected with these narcotics.
That's the, I get a lot of messages from that guy. That's the truck driver that one time on the air I said, I've never really punched anybody in the face. And he hit me up and he's like, man, you've given me such good times. If you want to punch somebody in the face, I'm your guy.
I'm like, I can't punch a P1 in the face.
That's commitment right there. That's committing to the bit right there. That's a guy that has not only told me he loves me, showed me he loves me.
That is true. However, it would be better if somebody said, hey, I was that person that left that really nasty comment on Facebook. You want to punch me in the face? Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, yes.
That would have been easy.
Yep.
All right. Rebecca has made a special request of our, all the 25 years that The Burt Show has been on the radio. Our producer, Rebecca, has come in here with a flashback request.
Yes. When Kristen assigned us to find our favorite Burt Show bit, I had a lot of fun thinking back because there's been a lot of cute little things that I brought to the table. Like when I assigned each of you Muppets, when I wrote erotic fan fiction about Abby, I killed you all off in my little Halloween stories. And I even did a gender reveal cake that shockingly showed I was not autistic.
I forgot about that. That was amazing.
Yeah, not autistic and still pretty surprised.
Yeah, I think they switched to the envelopes on that one.
Right. I'd say test again.
I'm going to get a second opinion. Other stuff did happen to me. Who's to say? No. I mean, you'd think, okay, sure. Rebecca, what's her favorite break going to be? It will probably be when I came on for the first time to announce that I had clear scans after battling cancer. But candidly, something much more important and personally compelling happened. And that's Mudang. Mudang, the wet baby pygmy hippo, whose name translates to bouncy pork, came into the scene, lit my heart on fire, and started a terrifying and just vitriolic debate between me and producer Jackson about who was the cutest viral baby animal, Mudang, the Thai pygmy hippo, or Pesto, the Australian criminal penguin.
So out of all the 25 years of Burt Show, the Usher fights, the Justin Bieber interview, the Mariah Carey hanging up on her hanging up on us, or vice versa, I should say. This is the moment that stands out to you is your segment on this.
Oh, yeah, it's Mudang. It's Mudang for me. Mudang takes number one.
Like, so I wanted to give everybody on the show an opportunity to relive a segment that, like, meant a lot to them, right? And not just anything in the past 25 years, but in their tenure on here, when you were on the air, something that spoke to your heart. Mm. And when I sent this out, I was one of those people. I was like, oh, Rebecca, she's going to be like, yeah, when I get to come on and tell everybody I had clear scans, woohoo.
Yes.
And then when I read the email when she responded that she wanted Mudang versus Pesto, I started having regrets about sending that email asking everybody if they wanted to relive a segment.
But it is very much on brand.
It's 1,000% on brand.
Mudang was the moment. She's still the moment. She is a part of my character profile, I think, for the rest of my life. I will be getting reels of Mudang probably every day, every other day, for maybe the rest of my life. And I welcome that. And I'd like to play that for you once again.
All right, there's a battle brewing online, and now there is a battle brewing in studio. In the right corner, we have producer Rebecca.
Woo!
Ding, 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 ding. Who is Team Baby Hippo?
Mudang Supremacy!
In the left corner, we have producer Jackson.
Bow, 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 bow.
Who is Team Baby Penguin?
King Pesto!
They're both cute, okay? But I'm gonna let you guys take the floor and decide who reigns supreme because I don't know why they can't coexist. I don't know why everybody just can't get a gold ribbon of cuteness, but apparently one has to be deemed cuter than the other.
There can only be one cute animal on the internet at a time. There's not enough space.
I'm not willing to coexist with Pesto the penguin. I am obsessed with Mudang, the tiny little Thai pygmy hippo, who is so cute that people literally draw memes of her and post photos of her online constantly. She is my daughter, and I'm obsessed with her, as are thousands of other people. You'd think I would be able to celebrate this moist little pygmy hippo in peace, but unfortunately, Jackson keeps on encroaching my space to steal my joy and talk about Pesto the penguin.
Moodang needs to move the hell over because there's a new sheriff in town, and that is Pesto the Penguin, okay? Now, for those of you who don't know who Pesto the Penguin is, he's not famous just because he's the firstborn penguin this entire year at Melbourne's Sea Life Aquarium. No, it's not that. It's because since his hatching, he has grown and ballooned to a glorious, a magnificent 46.3 pounds, making him the largest penguin ever born in captivity. So the way this is going to work is Rebecca and I have both prepared remarks. We are going to read through them, and then at the end, everyone here will vote, and we're also going to post a poll on thebirdshow.com for listeners to vote as well.
All right, if you'll allow me, here's my case for Moodang. It is simple. Animals that are supposed to be big but are actually small are extremely cute. Animals that are supposed to be small but are actually big are abominations. Pesto is a freak. Cute, small, freak, big. If Pesto talked, he would sound like this. I'm Pesto. I'm an abnormally large penguin. If Moodang spoke, she would sound like this. That's her reciting Shakespeare, actually. That's beautiful. Moodang is active with a strong personality. She runs. She bites her handler. She bathes. She sleeps. What does Pesto do? Waddle. Okay. Moodang's name translates to bouncy pork. What even is Pesto? Some weird green accent dish that people are allergic to? Gross! Pesto is from Australia, land of the criminals. I say, gnar to Pesto. Gnar. In fact, arrest him. Moodang was featured in Time magazine. And I quote, she is an icon. She is a legend. She is the moment. Pesto did get a quote in BBC with the byline, meet Pesto the Penguin, an absolute unit. Loser! But if none of this has convinced you, listen to this. Moodang is a pygmy hippo. Though she may grow, she will always be small and cute. As Pesto matures, he will lose the fluff, and other penguins will catch up. Say goodbye to your 15 minutes of fame, you big freak!
We've kicked off with your rebuttal, Jackson.
I am so fired up right now, and I'm ready. Okay, my remarks. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pride and pleasure that I come before you to defend the honor of none other than Pesto the Penguin.
What is this show right now?
I could have taken the high road and put some respect on my opponent's name, but I will be doing none of that, and this is a smear campaign, and only that. While our glorious King Pesto sits atop of his throne, captivating audience with his sheer size and presence, Moodang has attracted hostile visitors who have been caught splashing water or even throwing things at her while she sleeps. Typical behavior for a Moodang voter. Moodang swears to have fans, but this is how they actually behave in public? Oh, the hypocrisy.
Immediate win.
Pesto boasts an impressive 53 pounds of fish eaten per week, which is more than his own body weight. This is truly peak male performance. If competitive eating isn't his calling, then just give it a few weeks. It's only a matter of time before the NFL scouts start knocking on his door. Pesto is part of an elite subspecies of penguins, literally called king penguins, while Moodang comes from an odd subset of hippo with the label pygmy, but to me, that just means malnourished. The name Pesto, Rebecca, actually has Italian origins and comes from the Italian word pestere, which means to pound or to crush, like Pesto the Penguin does to his competition. Moodang, on the other hand, translates, like Rebecca said, to bouncy pork. You heard that right, and Moodang supporters have actually taken it one step further, with Michael Goldsmith on Twitter saying, quote, I am going to eat Moodang. And another user, Ricky is MSS, says, quote, I want a Moodang birthday cake. That way I can do what I want most and eat the little fatty. Is this the narrative we want to perpetuate? The consumption of beloved animals at our zoos? Parents, is this what we want our children being exposed to online? I think not. Vote for Pesto, ruler of nations and king of our hearts.
Wow.
All
wow.
right. That, yeah.
Solid.
Very. All right. It was a close battle.
Oh, my God.
At 52.22%. The question was, who is the better baby animal? And the winner is Moodang! Yeah! Yeah!
Okay. I knew this was going to happen.
best. The song.
This is a historic win for the fat and wet community. Jackson, I will put in a good word to the Asian population to forgive you. Thank you, everyone, for voting.
Way more memorable than Michelle Obama. Not That's even fair. Close. Good call. Yeah. Good call.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast. Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.